You're listening to SBS News.
It's a simple solution to a long-standing problem. How can a blind person enjoy watching television when they can't see what's happening on the screen? The answer is, you tell them. Here's an example of how blind viewers will hear the audio descriptions from Sunday the 28th of June. This is an excerpt from the SBS series Filthy Rich and Homeless.
Night one. Living amongst Australia's homeless.
Aaron is lying in his sleeping bag under the tables of a cafe overlooking the water. Kieran walks along a narrow pavement in the pouring rain. A passerby looks over his shoulder but doesn't break his step.
Lynn Davis is a Sydneysider who's in her 70s. Almost 50 years ago, she began slowly losing her sight to a degenerative retina condition. Mrs. Davis used to enjoy watching TV, although her sight will never return now she's completely blind.
I know what it's like to have television in your life, and you know, I know what a pleasure it can be and how engrossing it is and what a source of information it is. And then I know what it's like, you know, to have a lot of that experience taken away from you or just not there, and how really transforming it is when there is something that gives quite a bit of that back.
The government covered the cost of the start-up for both SBS and ABC, handing each national broadcaster $2 million to establish the service. But Communications Minister Paul Fletcher says now that it's been launched, it's up to both broadcasters to continue the new service.
A fair part of the funding that's been provided is for one-time setup costs, and so we do hope and expect that there will be a continued provision of audio description on our national broadcasters, ABC and SBS, on selected programs.
And for the broadcaster's part, being involved in such a socially impactful service is rewarding. Marshall Hild is the Director of TV and Online Content at SBS.
It's really great to be part of this milestone in Australian television, and we're thrilled to be offering a selection of SBS's, you know, really distinctive and much-loved programming with audio description from later this week.
Blind and visually impaired Australians may well need help accessing the settings on their television sets to ensure they can receive the new service. SBS and ABC were advised on the development of their respective services by the Centre for Inclusive Design. Manisha Armin is the CEO and explains why they may require assistance.
It's really important when we're setting up audio description to have a sighted person there to help actually set up the audio description in the first place, particularly because the settings are different on every single television set.
Blind people like Lynn Davis say they hope one day the audio description service will also be available on catch-up services such as SBS's On Demand and ABC's iView. There were two separate pilots run by the ABC in recent years, but despite being lobbied by groups such as Blind Citizens Australia for them to continue, they weren't extended. Mrs. Davis says she's delighted to see those pilots have finally been acted upon.
They were very well received. It was great. And then, you know, the pilots came to an end, and that was it. Nothing happened. So to actually have the service launching on, you know, both the ABC and SBS, it's fantastic. It's wonderful. It's just long overdue.
The service begins on Sunday, the 28th of June. John Baldock, SBS News.